This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Andhra Pradesh and Tamil Nadu today. In Andhra Pradesh, Mr. Modi will visit the holy shrine and Mahasamadhi of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba in Puttaparthi and offer his obeisance. He will also participate in the centenary celebrations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba and will release a commemorative coin and a set of stamps honoring the life, teachings and enduring legacy of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. He is also scheduled to address the gathering during the program. Later, the Prime Minister will travel to Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu and will inaugurate the South India Natural Farming Summit. During the program, Mr. Modi will release the 21st installment of PM Kisan, amounting to more than 18,000 crore rupees to support 9 crore farmers across the country. The Prime Minister will also address the gathering. In Bihar, newly elected MLAs of NDA will meet in Patna today to elect their leader. All 202 newly elected MLAs from the 5 NDA parties, BJP, Janata Dal United, Lok Janshakti Party Ram Vilas, Hindustani Awam Morcha and Rashtriya Lok Morcha will attend the meeting and elect the alliance leader. More from our correspondent.
The legislative party meeting of NDA has been convened at the Extension Building of Bihar Assembly this afternoon. Today, separate meetings of the BJP and Janata Dal United legislative party will also be held. The BJP meeting will be held at around 10 a.m. at the party's state headquarters in Patna under the supervision of the party's central observers, while around the same time the JDU legislative party meeting will also take place. Once Nitish Kumar is elected as the NDA legislative party leader, he will go to the Raj Bhavan to submit his resignation to Governor Arif Mohammad Khan. The 243-member current assembly term will also end today as the cabinet has recommended its dissolution effective from today. Meanwhile, preparations for the swearing-in ceremony at Patna's historic Gandhi Maidan are in full swing. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
Enforcement Directorate has arrested Jawed Ahmed Siddiqui, chairman of the Al Falah Group under Prevention of Money Laundering Act PMLA 2002. The arrest took place following a detailed investigation and analysis of evidences gathered during search action conducted at Al Falah Group premises in the ongoing probe in an enforcement case information report. ED has conducted search operations at 19 locations in Delhi yesterday, including the premises of Al Falah University and residential premises of key persons of Al Falah Group. The investigation has revealed that large amounts of proceeds of crime have been generated. The agency said the evidence reveals crores of rupees have been diverted by the trust to family-owned entities. The agency added that multiple shell companies of the group have also been identified and numerous violations under several other acts have also been detected. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar met Russian President Vladimir Putin along with other heads of delegations attending the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Council of Heads of Government meeting. Dr. Jayashankar also met other heads of SCO delegations in Moscow yesterday. Addressing the SCO Council of Heads of Government meeting, External Affairs Minister asserted that India has the right to defend its people against terrorism and will exercise it. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah have paid tribute to Rani Lakshmibai on her birth anniversary today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the story of Lakshmibai's bravery and valour in the First War of Independence fills the hearts of the countrymen with zeal and passion even today. The Home Minister in a social media post urged citizens to read Lakshmibai's saga of heroism and draw inspiration from her sacrifice and devotion to motherland. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions over isolated places of Madhya Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh today. Heavy rainfall is predicted at isolated places over Andaman Nicobar Islands. In cricket, India A marched into the semi-finals of the Rising Stars Asia Cup 2025 tournament with a 6-wicket win over Oman in their final Group B match at the West End Park International Cricket Stadium in Doha, Qatar, yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.